Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. And I love it, inviting some of the great minds into our podcast. And today is no exception. Perhaps the greatest influence on entrepreneurship and small business growth is with us today, and that's Michael Gerber. Michael, great to be with you today.
I love it, Brian. We haven't spoken often enough or long enough.
Well, I appreciate your mentorship. I appreciate who you are and what you represent. And obviously, so many people are familiar with the E-Myth, the book that you wrote that has single-handedly made more millionaires than any other book ever to be written. And my question to you, Michael, as we get started is, are you surprised here now that we sit 50 years later from writing the book? Are you surprised at the impact the E-Myth has had?
Probably I'm not surprised. And I'm not surprised because of the profound impact it persistently had at the very beginning of it. My conversations with small business owners and the frustrations they experience, and the conversation about, so why do you experience all this frustration, and to come to the realization of what was missing in every business I spoke to, it became obvious to me it had to have the profound impact that it had. Frankly, I'm surprised it hasn't had more of an impact.
But that's interesting, Michael, because for years, for me, whenever I've been working and I've had the privilege to work with some of the top, most successful entrepreneurs in the country, so many of them would go back to, well, have you ever heard of the E-Myth? Have you ever heard of the E-Myth? Have you ever heard of Michael Gerber? And so, Michael, you got people thinking differently. And I remember talking to a very successful CEO of a company, and he told me that he went and actually he read the E-Myth, and then he attended one of your dreaming rooms, and it shifted everything for him. And so let me ask you this, Michael, why do you think dreaming has had such an impact? Obviously, the E-Myth, you talk about systems and the importance of systems, but then you also talk to entrepreneurs and leaders about dreaming bigger. Why do you think dreaming has had such an impact on individuals?
Word out of it for the moment. The thing that was missing and has been missing and continues to be missing in every small company on the planet is the great result they intend to produce. Now get me, the great result they intend to produce. The great result they intend to produce is not income. It's not making a living. You can make a living wherever you are. But they left wherever they were to go out on their own to make more than a living. And so the hope was that something greater was going to occur as a result of that. The problem was, the thing that they hoped for was greater for them, not for the other. The entrepreneur is asking the question, how can I transform that condition they experience? And you think about any great entrepreneur, Chad, and you see that. You think of Steve Jobs, you see that. You think of Ray Kroc. You see that. You think of, name the name. You see that. It's always about them. It's not about me. With the technician doing it, it's always about me. And so it's about them, nothing great is going to happen. And that's where the dream comes in.
So how you can improve the lives of other people? What can you do to create a totally different experience for someone else? You talk about great entrepreneurs. You think of Walt Disney and how he thought and how he dreamed and the way he dreamed, and he would tell people they aren't dreaming enough. They aren't dreaming big enough. So how do you get, Michael, how do you get entrepreneurs to dream bigger? Because that's what my experience, Michael, with you is so many CEOs and founders walk into your dreaming room as in one state and they leave in a totally different state. So how do you get them to dream bigger and think bigger? Because I believe that all of us, Michael, and you would, I'm sure you share the same belief, is we limit our potential. We limit our beliefs. We limit our dreams. So how is it that you're able to get people to dream bigger?
Dream bigger by engaging in the conversation. And so they engage in the conversation about dreaming bigger. They had no understanding a thought about what does dreaming big mean? And until we understand what dreaming big means and how one begins the process of dreaming big, it ain't gonna ever happen. So the dreaming room engages a small business owner, a would-be small business owner, a person like you, doing it, busy, in what I call the Eightfold Path. And the Eightfold Path is built upon what I consider to be the eight significant personalities within every great entrepreneur. So who are the eight significant personalities within every great entrepreneur? They are the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower. The dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower. I have a dream, the dreamer. I have a vision, the thinker. I have a story, a purpose, the storyteller. I have a mission, the leader, and on and on and on and on. My point being, once you begin to understand the relationship of a true entrepreneur with what he or she is there to create, you begin to appreciate that there's a process for doing it. And once you appreciate there's a process for doing it, you can then begin engaged in that process for doing it, and something remarkable happens. And that's something remarkable that happens is what you've experienced, Chad, in the dreaming room. It's what happened with the guys at Infusionsoft. Now, keep. It's what happened when their top executives came to the dreaming room without understanding why in the hell they were there. They believed in the E-Myth, but they didn't understand what I meant by the dreaming room. But they said, okay, Gerber wrote this great book. We believe in Gerber. Let's go and see what happens. And so they came, and I blew their ever-loving minds. And it transformed that company. You were there. It transformed that company from a small emerging company to over 1,000 employees today. Think about it.
Well, and it's, and Michael, the list of companies that have that same story happen over and over and over again. But Michael, what you just said there was powerful, and I hope everyone heard it. You said, it's not just to dream, you have to have a process in order to create the dream and then go and execute on the dream. Because Michael, too many people hear the word, oh, a dreamer. You know, if one of my children came home, Michael, and I was talking to the spouse and or the potential spouse, some they were engaged, and that fiance said, well, I'm a dreamer. You know, that wouldn't really instill great excitement within my soul, right? But you're saying a dream with a strategy and a process is what changes everything.
Absolutely. But also understand what I'm saying. Every great entrepreneur was a dreamer. In fact, they saw something nobody else saw. They believed in something nobody else believed in. They set out to create something nobody else even imagined creating. And they persisted with it beyond belief, to the point where it either did or not. So yes, entrepreneurs fail, but they fail at big things. They don't fail at little things. And the question becomes that every single one of us reach out for big things. And I'm saying, if we can, and I know we can, because we've done it and done it and done it and done it, if we can, think of the transformational impact that would have on the planet. Think about it.
So you're saying, Michael, and I love what you just shared there, you're saying that we transform the individual, the entrepreneur, the leader, we transform them, it transforms the entire planet for good. Is that what drives you, Michael? Is that why? I mean, because here you are at 88 years old with more energy than most 30-year-olds, you know, and you're excited and you're passionate about it. Is that what drives you?
Every day in every way. With the handful of clients I mentor, I'm constantly blowing their minds because I'm getting them to see something they haven't seen before. And the instant they see it, they're either inspired to go far beyond anything they've ever done before, or they simply fall apart. They can't deal with it. But understand, I get to show them something they haven't seen. Now imagine exercising that capability to show somebody, anybody, everybody, something they have never seen before. What an extraordinary gift that is. And that gift, I'm saying, every single one of us can develop.
Absolutely.
You can, and we can.
Well, and Michael, you often say, you I know you have a deep belief in God, and that really governs who you are, and your faith really drives you. And you believe, and I've heard you say, that we're children of God, and therefore we're creators. We are born to create. And what happens is a lot of people, as they go through life, become discouraged. And as you mentioned, they're entrepreneurs and they're trying to achieve success and they end up experiencing some failure, whether they're an entrepreneur or a leader in general. So how do you, and how have you been able to rekindle that fire within so many people to think, okay, wait, I am a creator. I can dream bigger, because I know, Michael, I've seen firsthand people that have been in the depths of despair. I've seen people that have had a net worth of negative $3 million and more come to Michael Gerber and then leave now worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And you got them to believe differently. Go ahead.
You understand it's a process. Step one, step two, step three, it's the process. And it's persisting with that process. And that process works every single time. Or it doesn't. But it doesn't fail because the process fails. It fails because the individual doesn't have the will to pursue it. You know the expression, where there's a will, there's a way. I'm saying where there's a way, there will be a will for somebody to pursue it. How much do you want this to happen? I asked somebody. How important is this to you? And if it's not, go away. I don't want to talk to you anymore. If it is, I will stick with you until it happens. But I'm not going to spend my energy investing myself in someone for whom there is no passion or will to pursue it to equal at least mine.
It's proven. It's what you're talking about. Those steps and that process is a proven process, and I've witnessed it firsthand. Not only in just all the successful people I've seen. I was on a call with you a year ago with a group of attorneys, and this attorney owned his own law firm, and he started to push back on you, and you outlined very clearly for him exactly what he needed to do. And he began to push back on you and say, you know, no, Michael, I think you're wrong. I don't need to do this. And then I just recently found out that he shut down his law firm. And so the reality is what you're talking about is proven, and it is a process to get there. But then how do you enable them to not only dream bigger, Michael, but then to share that dream that inspires others within their company and within their organization? Because we have people listening right now that are both founders of companies, leaders in company, just leaders in life. How do you teach someone to inspire others in that dream and vision?
Walking them through the process. You keep on saying the very same thing. It's called the Eightfold Path. I have a dream, a vision, a purpose, a mission, a job, a practice, a business, an enterprise. The business is the management system. The enterprise is the leadership system. The practice is an operating system. The franchise prototype, the turnkey methodology through which the practice generates leads, converts those leads, and provides the fulfillment of the client process at the end of it, the three-legged stool. To understand, it's all orchestrated. This whole thing is an orchestrated system. And because it's an orchestrated system, I can do it in my sleep. Deal with anybody. It bring somebody to a call. I could do it with them. I don't have to know them. I don't have to know what they do. I don't have to know how they do it. It doesn't make any difference to me. The process works again and again and again and again. It is so absolutely predictable. And once you get that, you can value that. Because if that's true, and it's true, and just imagine the profound impact that will have. Imagine.
Oh, it's in the impact that you can have on others. I mean, just think about this. Another quick example, Michael. Years ago, I was talking with Dave Ramsey, the financial genius, and he, as we were talking through the course of the conversation, he talked about one of the greatest impacts in his life was learning from Michael Gerber. And I remember we were actually at an event in Southern California, and you were at Southern California at the time. And Dave Ramsey's like, oh my goodness, I would love to meet Michael Gerber because of the impact it had on his empire. And Dave Ramsey's empire, obviously huge, because he went through the path that you outlined just for us right now, starting with step one.
Yes, you said,
go ahead.
You said Dave Ramsey, the financial genius. Dave Ramsey isn't a financial genius. Dave Ramsey had created a financial system. And he applies every single time, religiously. He does it very one iota. He does it again and 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 again. It's a system, stupid. It's a system. He's not a genius. I'm not a genius. He is.
That is such a phenomenal point. I love that because you're right. People return, like, and I often refer to you, Michael, as an absolute genius. And when I talk about you or talk to you, one of the greatest minds ever to be put on this planet when it comes to entrepreneurship, leadership, and growing a small business. And you're saying, Chad, don't call me a genius. I have a system and I use the system. You refer to Dave as a genius. He has a system and he does it over and over and over again. And so, Michael, if I were to ask you, what is the single greatest, most important thing in all of this? I keep hearing the word system and process. Is that the key?
The single most important thing of all of this is born in the image of God, born to create a world fit for God, with the understanding that when I'm done, it will be a system. Because to the degree it's not a system, it will never be replicable. And if it's not replicable, it will not be transformational, because it's going to have to be done differently every single time. How I sell it, how you spell it, how I say it, how I do it, how I know it, how I am it, everything different every single time. And if everything's different every single time, you're screwed. Can you imagine if you went in to fix the toilet differently every single time? I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if you went to install an air conditioner differently every single time? I mean, if you actually made up your mind to do it differently every single time, can you imagine the chaos that you would create? It'd be a disaster. Of course you don't.
You have to have that system.
So the question, what is the system? That's the question. And that's what I pursue constantly. What is the system? How do I do that? What's a process? A process is only a system over time. Get that?
But Michael, before...
A system over time.
But even before you can have the system, you have to have that dream. And that dream then leads into the system to fulfill the dream.
But creating the dream is a system.
Excellent. So I love that.
Through the process, I have a dream. What's your dream? Oh, I don't know. Well, let's look at it. And I walk them through the process of discovering their dream.
Well, and Michael, I don't know if anything has surprised me more over the last 10 years than the fact that so many people live this life opportunistically. They have no idea where they're really going. They have no process, or you would say system, to get them to where they're going. They're just hoping everything turns out well. And you're stopping and saying, whoa, wait a moment. You are a child of God born to create. Get clear on where you want to go, and I'll help you not only gain that clarity, but I'll show you the path and the process to get there.
Oh, one thing. Let's get clear about why you're here and why you're doing what you're doing. Let's get clear about what the great result will look like when it's finally done. Let's just pretend that you're going to have the ability to produce that great result. But unless and until you decide you're going to produce that great result, it will never happen. So we have to start there. What is the great result you're intending to produce? And we talk through it. What's the vision of the business that will make it possible for that great result to be produced?
Right.
Emotionally, functionally, financially. I could go through the script, but you understand, it is a script. The script because it's a process. Process because it's a methodology for designing, building, launching, and growing an absolutely stunningly successful enterprise.
Again and again and again and again and again and again, just like that. I love that. That's what stirs your emotions. I feel your passion just as we're talking about this. And it's not just about saying, oh, I hope we can do this, or even just dream about it, but it's having a process for the dream, and it's having a process for the execution, and it's having a clear vision of what that results look like.
I hope we can do this. I know we can do this.
I love it, Michael. I love it.
Your hope into a commitment.
Ooh, that's powerful. Turn that hope into a commitment to get you to where you really have been destined to be. To everyone says
where you need to go in order to produce that dream. that vision, that purpose, that mission, that client fulfillment system, that practice, that business, that enterprise, a process, that one, that two, that three, to eight, every single step, every single time, with every single individual I've ever met with, that's how we do it, that's how we do it, that's why we do it, and that's how it works.
Oh, I love that. Consistency. Create that and develop that consistency that will empower you to accomplish and get the results you want.
Got it.
Love it. Michael, every time I'm with you, I am inspired and get energized by your energy and what you're all about. And more people need to experience your dreaming room. In fact, Michael, if someone wants to go through your dreaming room, what's the best way to do it?
All they have to do is contact you. And
okay.
Contact me.
Excellent. Don't hesitate to reach out and live. And this is what Michael's all about. Living above where you're at now so you can reach your full potential. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Michael, always great being with you. Thanks for your words of wisdom and your insights. Have a tremendous day, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.